Our week started off with the historic news of China and the Vatican, where now Catholics living in China now recognize that the Holy Father is the head of the church, not the government. And this is the beginnings of a new way of Christians living in China, and there's speculation, maybe some confusion and doubt. Our week comes to an end with a king, a Catholic in the 11th century who wanted to make sure that his kingdom would provide for the worship of God, that the Catholic Church would be able to live so openly. He was brutally murdered, King Wenceslas, with the arrangement of his brother, who was not a Christian. It's a reminder of the tensions that we see in the public realm. As the Lord is asking his apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" That question is asked of all of us in the routine ways in which we live our life. If it's a president, an emperor, a king, a prime minister, a judge, a CEO, a mom, a dad, who is this Christ? A Christ that's remote or from the Advent faith? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is always with us. Do we accept that? Do we accept God in his presence the way he chooses to make himself present? History has shown us, if it's political forces, government forces, that push God out of the public square, it always fails. As Christians, we can maybe unknowingly do the same thing, to push God or to compartmentalize him into a particular part of our life and not let God be a part of our discernment in seminary, religious communities, marriages, those who are widowed, single. Where is God, who's not a magician, a God who's very present? And his presence is what motivates our discernment and making judgments and decisions for ourselves and for one another. King Wenceslas was faithful all the way down to the end. And that question that the Lord poses, "Who do you say that I am, King Wenceslas?" He gave his life an answer to that question.